Junior Story. A bad fire brings good gifts. The fourth gift. The barn.
Cougar Lane residents are free to go home, announced a firefighter during breakfast at the school.
Curtis jumped up and ran over to Wayne.
That's my road. Let's go.
As they drove up the mountain road, both sides were covered with burned trees. Curtis turned onto Cougar Lane, but instead of going up, it went down into a valley.
When they came around a corner, Wayne shouted, "Wow, it's all green!"
The cabin Curtis lived in was surrounded by grass.
"See that meadow, Wayne? Sometimes animals go there to drink from the river, especially when it's dry like this. Maybe your horses found it."
Wayne sprinted to the meadow.
A herd of elk scattered when they heard him. And guess what he saw? Scar and Beauty. They galloped over, whinnying all the way. What a happy moment.
Curtis put the horses in his barn, and they drove back to the school.
"Mom, Dad, we found my horses," yelled Wayne when they returned.
After he told them the story, Edith hugged her brother, then asked, "Are you going to thank God now?"
Wayne closed his eyes. "Heavenly Father, thank you for keeping my horses safe. I should have believed you would watch over them. Thanks for a good friend, too. I was so mad about my horses, I couldn't see anything good. I'm very sorry. Help me see the daily gifts you send and be thankful. Amen."
2 weeks later, the fire was finally out. Edith and her family drove home slowly. What would they find? When they reached the driveway, it was just as they expected. The house was gone. Everyone was very sad.
"Oh, look!" yelled Wayne. "The barn!"
Not even one spark had touched the barn. It was a miracle.
"Thank you, God!" shouted Wayne. "Hey, Dad! We can camp out in the barn the rest of the summer with Scar and Beauty while we rebuild our house."
"Yes, we can," said Dad as he hugged his son.